For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Parkins and Spiegel show flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
We're going to have really obscure bets this year, like Hector Neris whip post June 12 for a shellfish tower and over under 0.5 touchdowns for Mercedes Lewis this season.
That's how you beat Wojo.
I agree.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
So Hector Neris.
Heart attack, Hector.
I'd like to thank you for not bringing up my whip bet.
Anytime you want to just pay up would be fine.
Yeah, what is it? Shellfish Tower?
Shellfish Tower for the crew for lunch. If you want to make us all wait till October for the season to officially end.
I do.
That's fine.
Or when he's DFA'd. One of those two.
Whichever comes first. If they trade him, DFA him, or the season ends, that's when you're willing to pay?
Yeah, that's when I'll do that.
Shrimp! We eat so many shrimp, I got iodine hardness.
Tanny's the best. I didn't know he documented that moment when I made an ill-fated bet on Hector Neris's whip from that point until the end of the season being, what, less than 1.1, I believe, was the bet.
Yeah, which was just horrifying. And then, like, he gave up three runs in his first or second outing after the bet was made.
I think he's averaged two base runners for every successful save. You know what I mean? Like, even when it goes well, it goes bad.
I'm not great at calculating whip, but sure. I don't think that that's what you're trying to do.
Right.
Now, here's the thing.
What? Before you get to the thing.
No.
Let me say.
Yeah, please.
The bet was to provide a shellfish tower. And right here in front of us on screen, if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, the shellfish tower is glorious. That's lobster tail, crab claws, shrimp, all the accoutrements. I see ceviche up here with tuna ceviche up top. And oh, by the way, the fine folks at Shaw's Crab House have also brought lobster rolls, a full assortment of sushi, spicy tuna and spicy salmon on crispy rice is here. They brought a chocolate cake that they insist is better than Portillo's. I don't even know if we're allowed to say it on the air, but we just did. And let me say that Shaw's Crab House in Schaumburg and, of course, here in Chicago is absolutely freaking elite. And this stuff looks incredible. It tastes great. The service is exquisite. And I have paid off the bet. And I feel great about myself and the bet and what I've done for the family on this momentous day.
Shaw's is amazing.
Okay.
Their brunch also is one of the best brunches in the city. I love the brunch at Shaw's. So this is an 11 out of 10. You have absolutely paid off the bet.
You're welcome.
Well, I got to be honest. I wanted to say that calling in the favor to getting the hookup with a guy you know on a shellfish tower didn't really feel like paying off the bet.
Hey, just because I go back to eighth grade with Bill Nevers out there from Shaw's, and I used to dunk on a 7-foot rim in his garage when we were in ninth grade. I mean, just because I go back that far with him does not mean I have not paid off the bet.
Yeah, but you didn't pay the bet. You provided the terms of the bet, but you didn't pay. But I was going to have that complaint.
Yeah.
But then they brought in lobster rolls and cake and sushi. So, I mean, we have the shellfish tower.
Yeah.
I mean, we have enough food for 15 people.
Yeah, we do.
This is so.
And also, I had
a complaint lodged. But
you did.
This is really great.
And you also
really
have great. You also have an experience. I should say,
mm-hmm.
I have to say,
mm-hmm.
you have an experience with, using a favor or using.
But I did work
a connection,
for the gift cards.
The gift cards for my wedding present. You gave me.
Third wedding.
Was it two $50?
$150.
$350 gift cards to a competing restaurant that I will not mention because Shaw's is killing it today.
That's right. It is very full circle that the first big disagreement of the Spiegel and Parkins show.
A very different
which
show.
Which was whether or not that was an appropriate wedding gift.
Yeah.
gift cards from appearances on Sports Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
has now come full circle with you paying off a Hector Neris whip bet for shellfish because of a friend that you've had in, since eighth grade.
Yeah.
Without having to actually pay the bet. So,
it's
but
true.
Honestly,
it is a full circle moment, but you can't even complain.
I really can't. I'm glad. I wouldn't have complained about the wedding gift because I love shellfish that much. So that's the difference between you and me. You
right.
complained about the wedding gift.
To be
hey,
clear.
Shane, quick question. Yeah. For those of us enjoying all this great food, Shane, you got a problem with how it was fulfilled?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, same.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
I get the same.
Mitch's favorite thing, I'm talking with a lobster roll in my mouth. I don't give a rat's ass
Mitch
how
never
you got
specified
seafood here.
About lobster rolls, just food.
Yeah.
But this is lobster rolls, it's a different circumstance.
Also, Jerry Reinsdorf does not like when you eat while we're on the air.
We are disgusting, though.
I find you guys disgusting.
You got that right.
Did you see Benetti ate what live crickets? Or maybe they weren't live, but they were fried. He ate crickets last week on the air.
Yeah, I think we did that segment
on
this show.
Yeah, we talked about it on the air.
I enjoyed that. I want to make sure you guys caught it.
Yeah.
No, they were not live.
Okay.
Yeah, Detroit does not serve live crickets.
They should.
They were in Seattle.
Whatever.
Wherever it was.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's where they serve.
I missed a couple of items there. But
crickets. Yeah.
You guys already thinking about different time zone street.
I'm just letting you know where it was. Letting you know where it was.
Yeah. Good luck finding good food in New York. You know
yeah. That's going to be tough.
Good luck finding restaurants out there.
Hey, man. Chicago's home. Uh-huh. Chicago's the greatest city in the world. You'll never hear me say otherwise. So, leaving that part is definitely bittersweet. But something tells me I'll be able to find good shellfish in New York.
Also, fine folks at Shaw's, Shane, Tanny, they brought us some champagne so we can celebrate Danny leaving. They brought us that, which I thought was a nice touch.
Yeah. It's very kind. They get the show.
They really
know
do.
What we deal with.
There seems to be more than three glasses. I don't get what that's about, but whatever.
This will be the fifth toast to him leaving today. Man, call an Uber home.
I did one privately at home this morning.
You celebrate privately. I get it. You observe privately.
I'm just eating.
Okay, I had to look over and see if you were hurt.
No, I'm just eating. Good. The lobster roll is delicious.
It is. They nailed it.
There's something about the bread of a lobster roll.
Yeah, it's buttered.
You know what I mean?
It's just it's buttered and and then they put it on a grill.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So good.
It's incredible.
It's so good. All right. Yeah. Wow. Well, good job paying off the bet, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Good job paying off the bet. That was very, very well done.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, it's funny, you announce something like this and you just get like so much like an avalanche of praise. It's weird. Like we do these things and there's not a ton of staying power to an individual radio show. You know, it's different than a column in that way. Like the column at least can like kind of live and be retweeted and you can hold it if you still do that sort of thing. But a lot of radio shows becomes a thing. And so just like, there's some people that are hating and good riddance and good to see it. Fine.
Oh, of course.
You know, we're in the opinion business. Like this is not – when Benetti leaves, that guy should have a 100% approval rating, right? He does the games. He's excellent at it. I know that in the opinion business, you're not going to have a 100% approval rating. So some people being happy that I'm gone, that's part of the job, truly. But like the avalanche of positive feedback and emotion – is so nice, and it's just so because you don't get it. Like you don't call the cable company to be like, "Hey, my cable's working. Thanks." You know what I mean? Like negative feedback. This has been studied. It outweighs positive feedback on the internet and in public forums by like 30-1, because people, generally speaking, are moved to comment over negativity. And so when this happens, and you're getting 30-1 positive to negative in the other direction. It's disorienting.
Are you prone to looking at the one?
Oh, I have. But I can genuinely pass a lie detector test in this moment and say the one doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Because, A, I can't change it. I mean, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely am, in general, prone to looking at the one. But I truly do believe that, like, this is not – if you want a universal approval rating – opinion is not the space for you.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're good at it, you have strong opinions that people disagree with and can get a reaction. Like, I'm fine with people not liking me on that side of it.
Well, and even
the personal stuff sucks, but whatever.
There are people who don't like Benetti. You know,
which is insane.
I know, but there are. I mean, like in broadcasting, you're always going to have that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I would say about that, because I'm familiar with that dynamic. Like, I personally had it after my period of vague employment began. you know, a few years back. And for anybody who doesn't know, was doing a show with you and me.
He was good.
Yeah, yeah. The Spiegel and Parkins show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good show. And we're doing a show, and then it got blown up, and then, you know, people were like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna miss you," blah, blah, blah. And it was all very good. It was all very quite lovely. But you learn along the way, and maybe it's been my personal journey, and I'm also older than you or whatever. It's dangerous to value the positive stuff, because then you are inherently valuing the negative stuff. And the truth is that you have to focus on the feedback of the people that matter and all of that. So it's very easy for me to get sort of psychological and, frankly, downright spiritual about it, because it is a dangerous part of our business and a dangerous part of any sort of public life, a part of athletes' life. So, like, you know, even when we make fun of Mitch Trubisky for saying, "Got to turn these TVs off," but good, turn the TVs off. Turn the TVs off. Listen to your coaches and really feel it and hear it. Ask your colleagues for advice. Ask your partners for advice and really feel it and hear it when you trust them. Ask your family, really hear it and trust it. But yeah, it can be a dangerous loop. But when you do get a good moment like this, you know, you can go ahead and enjoy it.
I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it.
It's dangerous in a general sense, though.
Yeah.
Salute.
Yeah, salute general sense. No, yeah, of course. You don't want to...
You believe the good, you believe the bad.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You don't want to put too much emphasis on it. But I will... But, like, we got a great audience, man.
Incredible.
We got a great audience.
Genuinely incredible.
That's loyal and gets the show, and we're kind of different than some of the other shows. And so it's just it's really gratifying. The comments are really, really gratifying. So I'm trying to read all of them. I'll try to get back to some. That'll be impossible. They're coming in too fast. But yeah, man, it's a hell of a thing.
You ready for Hard Knocks episode 2 tonight, my friend?
You know, I am.
I'm very excited about it. I'll be watching live. I'll be watching in real time. It feels like it matters. It does feel like a game day. I had so much fun.
You still feel like it feels like a game day.
I had so much fun hyping up episode 1 with you last week, and then it was great. It was delightful. And I know there are national people who think it's not, national people who are bored and whatever. But I say this as both a person who has not watched much of this kind of Hard Knocks in the last decade, so I know I'm bringing that, and B, a person who knows all of these players involved and knows so much of the background story, that I am perhaps not the intended audience, and a lot of our listeners are not the intended audience because they want it to be a national thing, but my goodness, it is delightful, good vibes to be sitting in for the course of an hour. At least it was last week, and I would expect tonight is more of the delightful, good vibes. I wonder what tension will be presented. If there's any tension that is presented tonight in terms of
there always is
storylines and such.
Well, I mean,
guy making a team. I guess Theo Benedict last week was tension.
Yeah,
oh,
he got
hurt and he's done. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, guys getting cut is tension. Guys getting hurt is tension. And then
guys struggling.
Well, yeah, we'll see, right? Like, does the Nate Davis story rate? I have no idea. Like, how angry are they about that? Like, it's conceivable
mm-hmm.
that there could be something revealing there.
No, it's a good point. Did you see the Adam Johns piece where he talked to the director of Hard Knocks for The Athletic yesterday? Revealed a couple of moments where the robo cameras that they have in Ryan Poles' office alerted the Hard Knocks crew of something they wanted to chase. One of them was the DJ Moore thing. So Ryan Poles is like living his life, and then he gets a text from the director who he had given his number to, who said, "Hey, are you going to sign that contract in the office, and do you mind if we come in?" And Poles was like, "That's a little weird." Like, he felt, you know, he was observed. He was observed, and there was something else that she texted about as well. So it's like the RoboCams are bound to pick them up talking about Nate Davis. You know?
It's a question of, do they share it?
Do they allow it?
And do they allow it to be shared? Like, does Hard Knocks find it interesting enough and the Bears allow it to get out there?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Be kind of fun.
Yeah, because...
at Nate Davis's expense.
Yeah, exactly. And because he matters, but only somewhat.
Right. But they obviously are not too concerned with his feelings, since the head coach is happily talking about, you can lose your job to injury. And he's got to get on the field. So maybe they wouldn't be concerned about that making its way into Hard Knocks. You know?
It could be a form of motivation.
Sure.
There was a time in our lives as Bears fans that the best player on the team was the right guard, Kyle Long. I always said you didn't want to have the right guard lead the team in jersey sales. Now, if the biggest controversy around the team is the right guard, pretty good. Like that's a pretty good existence for the Bears to live in and operate in. So I think that is an interesting situation for sure. Like maybe they won't care. Maybe they'll look at it as motivation for Nate Davis or whatever. But also, like, if he can't handle it, and I mean, they're all saying they're not even watching. Like, almost none of the Bears players have even, like, copped or admitted to watching this.
It's been a week now. I bet they have.
Well, yeah, and Rome was on with Dan and Lawrence and talked about, like, that he saw a clip of himself from the Giants one out there. So if something like that happened, it will make its way to their phones via friends, family, Instagram, that sort of thing. But it's a it should be controversy-free, but occasionally little misdemeanor controversies crop up. But no, I mean, what else? I mean, Caleb's debut.
Yeah,
we're gonna get some. We're gonna get some of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll get the football side of it, and we should get some review.
Ooh, yeah, the Caleb debut. That's gonna be fun.
That'll be a huge piece of it. Like the Caleb debut and some recap of what they actually thought about it, and a lot of people that were there described Bears officials, you know, leaving with a lot of smiles on their faces. I mean, we could get Bills players mic'd up in awe of Caleb Williams, you know, from the NFL film standpoint.
Yeah, a lot of game sound.
Bears defensive players on the sideline watching those throws. We should get some of that. You know, so that to me is the highlight of the episode is what do we get behind the scenes, both in the lead up to the live reaction and then the recap of that throw. And yes, the other plays, but honestly, like, there's no way we don't get 60 to 90 seconds of reaction to that throw. There's just no way. That was signature moment is overstating it, but
yeah,
for his first appearance of 7 pass attempts, that was the signature moment to this point. They will document the hell out of it, right? That is going to be the headline of tonight's episode.
Yeah, from the Johns piece, one camera is always locked on Matt Eberflus, who is mic'd for every practice. Another will get involved if Eberflus is blocked off at any point. Hard Knocks has microphones on as many as 12 people, players and coaches, during a practice, which players and coaches depend on the storylines chosen. If Caleb is mic'd, he has 2 cameras on him, the director said. One's far away, so he won't even know it's there. Then another one might have a little bit of a closer perspective. 20 robotic cameras placed throughout Hallis Hall, including the offices of Poles and Eberflus. And the Bears' rooms are essentially bugged. 20 robotic cameras are not all rolling at once. And there's robo cameras in the quarterback meeting room, the receivers meeting room. They're ready to adjust. And here's what the director said. Running backs is a group that we've become more interested in than we thought before we got here. We like Chad Morton. That's the running backs coach. So there's a little hint right there. Running backs room might be something we see tonight. How about Velus trying to make the team?
Yeah, that's probably a part of the story.
Because Velus is a good talker, too. Velus is, you know, healthy as a baby horse and all of that. Velus talking about, as he's trying to learn the ropes at running backs, you know, I'm going to go ahead and call that one for tonight based on that paragraph right there in the Adam Johns piece.
And seems like a pretty safe prediction.
Nice big Velus Jones focus on tonight's episode.
Oof. Just give me more Caleb, man. Just give me more Caleb. But it feels like you get extra preseason games. That's what having your team on Hard Knocks is. It's not as good as a game day. I don't agree with you on that, but you treating it like a game day, that's awesome. Like, I'm more excited for Hard Knocks than I am for the preseason games because of the access component of it. But seeing Caleb play was pretty damn cool, too. So, like, Caleb plays, then Hard Knocks, then the rest of it. But it's, like, doubling it up. Like, preseason doesn't really satiate you. Hard Knocks doesn't really satiate me compared to an actual game day. But getting 2 in a week, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
We will continue to eat the shellfish. we will talk to Chris about 4.
That's a tremendous tease.
I'm just being honest.
That's national TV quality.
Love it. They love it when we're eating stuff.
I'm just
all
letting
the
him
metrics
know.
Prove it.
Yeah. I'm just letting. What's Mitch going to do?
Ryan's
what's he going to do?
Yeah.
Discipline me. What's he going to do?
Oh, it's danger. Danger. We got a made guy the next 2 days.
This is why they don't let you do goodbye shows. Uh-huh. You might do crazy things like eat sushi live on the radio.
What are they going to do? What about the 3 of us that are still here when you go?
Well, Well, no, as Danny said, I think it was last hour in his tease, that this is his last edition of the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
He did say that.
Or tomorrow will be. So we will continue on the Parkinson Spiegel Show even after he's left.
I think that's right.
It's the Parkinson Spiegel Memorial Show, is what we're going to call it from here on out.
When Brett Favre left the Packers every training camp there for a couple of years, it was still his team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they just kind of waited for him to come back. That's what we'll be doing. Just sitting here with an empty chair over there.
You guys are going to move on and forget about me in 2 seconds. Not even a moment's notice. You won't miss a
damn beat. I'm going to turn towards the chair and say, I don't know, what do you think?
Calling it the Parkinson Spiegel Show after I leave, though, would be a strange choice. I wouldn't recommend it, personally. But, you know, again, I don't get a vote.
We are out of the business of listening to your recommendations.
I get it.
Might be the best part of
business is booming.
Well, for a day and a half more, it's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Johnny B.
I'm riveted to the Score. It's the last bastion of talk radio because you can just have conversation and you can let people talk and get an opinion. You know, local radio, that's it.
Afternoons on the Score.
All the corners have been very competitive to go against, and I think that, you know, continues to build. But I would definitely say Jalen Johnson it does a great job. He is a tremendous quarterback, and you know, going against him every single day, you know, getting reps against him, it has continued to sharpen my game. And I think, you know, he's just very patient. He's very patient. You know, he has the catch up speed to be able to run with you and break up balls, and he's very savvy as well. So, you know, he's a complete cornerback.
Roma Dunze with Dan and Lawrence earlier today. We'll hear a little bit from Rome here in just a second. It's fun to hear Rome back on the station. Good job by those guys.
Yeah, Rome with us, famously on draft night, being told that Johnny Morris's career record was in reach.
In like 3 years.
Yeah, in like 3 years.
He's really, really good.
In a career?
That's it right there.
In a career.
In a career? So, yeah, Rome's a very solid young man. Like, we've heard, I'll never forget the conversation we had with Brock Huard, where he was like, that's a Washington alum and a guy who covers Washington football and has talked to him a bunch and interacted with a bunch of things off the field and was just blown away by the human that he had gotten to know. And looking forward to getting to know Rome in this town in that way.
Yeah, I mean, all the early impressions are pretty damn incredible on the guy. And, you know, I agreed with what Lawrence said earlier. It's like, if Caleb wasn't here, we'd be talking so much about Rome. Mm-hmm. It's a top 10 pick wide receiver. It was their own pick that allowed them to draft him and all of the things and the upgrade that it was required. But the true specialness is that he's paired with Caleb.
Yeah, no, I agree. Let me get to something far more important. Best bet that anyone has ever paid off on this show? I mean, this is remarkable. Shane, Tanny,
Danny. Don't hurt yourself patting yourself on the back.
I don't think I can. I think it just feels good to pat myself on the back this much. This is an incredible shellfish tower and sushi spread and lobster roll spread from the fine folks at Shaw's Crab House. Go to Shaw's, everybody, right here in Chicago or in Schaumburg as well.
What do you think, Shane? Best in the history of the show?
I mean, notoriously, you guys never really pay off your bets with each other.
What?
So I think, like, this is the one that was paid off.
Right.
You don't pay it off to Wani. Wani doesn't pay it off to you. You don't pay your margarita bet off with Joakim Noah. Yeah.
He owes me.
Okay. You think Joakim Noah is going to come chasing you down, wanting to go out for margaritas?
No, I don't.
Yeah, but this was a very good one. The sushi's incredible.
Sushi's incredible. I didn't know their sushi was that good. I had no idea.
All right.
It's very fresh.
We should have made more bets.
Yep.
Should have made more bets.
Yeah, well, you missed your chance. Good luck.
Shane, would you like to lead us in a champagne toast?
Not really. No. I'll hold up. You guys lead it. Tomorrow is for us sharing in the leading of toast. I think.
Oh yeah. Okay. Right. No, you can't have two men. You can't have emotions back to back days. I'm sorry.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll lead the toast.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Thank you to Shaw's for the champagne.
This is to me for getting the shellfish tower bet paid off.
And buying every dinner we've ever had.
Yes, it's for me for picking up the tab on dinner for always taking care of the lunch when I failed to deliver a parody song last year and in every year and in future years as well. And to the show as well. I'll throw the show in there.
Cheers
to
the show.
Cheers.
And to the mob. That was unnecessary. Delicious. Yeah. Delicious.
Got more Roma Dunza if we want it.
No, we're going to get to it, Tanny.
We will, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get to it. Fine. Roma. Hey, man. We could have just announced tomorrow. All sorts of chaos here. Yeah, Roma Dunza with Dan and Lawrence.
He gets it.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you why he gets it.
Well, because of Jalen Johnson.
Well, yeah. Well, but you don't know. You don't know.
Are you distracted, Danny?
Listen.
Yeah, let's tighten it up here. So we love Tevin Jenkins, right? We love
shucking oysters over there.
You said shucking, right?
I did say shucking.
Okay,
I'm
glad.
I wouldn't put anything else past him, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Not with how good those oysters are.
I mean, some people love oysters, is all I'm saying. So you don't know what's happening.
What are we doing here?
Tevin Jenkins is our guy. And good friend of the show and friend of Mark Grody's. And Tevin Jenkins famously was surprised to learn something about Chicago at his introductory press conference.
Do you guys have a skyscraper?
You remember that?
Yes.
He was like, what? What? You have a skyscraper? Yeah. And we're like, Tevin, yes, man. We're a big city. We're a major metropolitan city. Third biggest market in the country. Yeah, we got skyscrapers.
Yeah.
Roma Dunze was talking about his time on a boat. We're on a boat. And
downtime, have you had a chance to enjoy the city really at all yet? And if so, what's been your favorite thing?
You know, I did get to go down a few times. I went down to a sushi spot called Miro. It was really nice. It was on the side of a building. That was really cool to be a part, to be able to go see. The Rookies went downtown and did a little tour on a boat. That was pretty cool as well. But definitely haven't gotten down to the city to really enjoy it as a whole and really, you know, see some of the things and eat some of the food that I've been looking at. But here and there.
Did you guys do the river or the lake?
We did the lake tour, so we didn't get to go through the entire river tour, like the architecture one, but we kind of just went out on the lake and got to see the skyline.
Rome, I'm telling you, that even as I'm a lifelong Chicagoan, the river architectural tour is a must. It'll give you like a really great like history of the city, and you'll see it from a different perspective. I think it's a touristy thing to do, but I think even citizens of Chicago should do that once a year.
Yeah, no, I've heard a lot of recommendations to go do it, and I think it's something that's special, man. Not a lot of cities have that, you know, skyscrapers rolling through right through the river. So, yeah, definitely got to tap in with that at some point.
Dude, he noticed the skyscrapers. He is ahead of Tevin Jenkins.
It's hard to miss him.
Yeah, as a rookie. No, I mean, Tevin didn't know.
Yeah.
Rome is ahead of the game. He's more advanced as a Bears rookie than Tevin Jenkins. I can say that with authority.
Higher draft pick. I think it's like one of the scouting terms. The combine. 40, three-cone drill, bench press.
Skyscraper identification.
Skyscraper identification and awareness of major metropolitan areas.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Right.
And then we love this one. This is a good question from Dan. And by the way, listen to Dan's excitement as he asks the question. He's really proud of it, which is adorable, always. And then see if you can listen in the background and guess what's happening in the background as Rome gives the answer.
No, this is Vegas recommendations.
Oh,
yeah,
my
we
bad.
Bumped out with that clip. You know, it's funny. Usually the penultimate episodes are often the best in shows. I think of Sopranos, Blue Comet. I think of Ozymandias, Breaking Bad. This penultimate, Parkinson Spiegel, bad. It's real bad. This is Dan Bernstein. They're going to Circa. We couldn't go because Danny wouldn't let us
sorry
go.
About that. But I'm just going to go back to the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, pass the crab.
Yeah, so I'm right here. So this is Dan asking Roma Dunze for Vegas recommendations. I thought this was helpful.
You know, I would say, you know, the strip is always cool, but definitely hit some of the spots on the outskirts. Red Rock Casino is on the outskirts. It's fun. Got movies, bowling, different things. I really like the Circus Olay shows. Those are a lot of fun as well. Kind of a hidden gem that's been there for a while.
Amazing. All right. A couple of things.
Let me get this straight. Roman Dunze recommended the strip?
No, he said off the strip.
Yeah. But the first thing he said was the strip, though, was cool.
He said the strip's cool.
And the hidden gem that is Cirque du Soleil
is incredible.
One of those hidden gems.
I also love the idea of Dan, who hates the casinos on the strip, being like, ooh, an off-strip casino. That's where I want to go.
With bowling?
Yeah.
I'm so in. Yeah, I'm Dan Bernstein, and I would like to bowl at a casino off the strip. Oh, hell yeah.
Maybe get a little putt-putt. I can't think of a recommendation.
All he wants to do is go to Rod Marinelli's daughter's restaurant. That's all Bernstein wants to do.
Which is a lovely restaurant.
I know.
It's a great restaurant.
But he should discover other things, possibly.
Yeah, I agree.
I would recommend the hidden gem that is Cirque du Soleil. I mean, because... I mean, nobody's heard about. Nobody's talking about. You know what? Nobody's talking about is Cirque du Soleil.
No one ever talks about that in Vegas.
Also, there's a magician who's sometimes there. His name is David Copperfield.
Yeah,
I think you'd really like that show.
You guys ever see that fountain out there?
The one at Bellagio.
Yeah. I don't know if Caesar really lived in his palace, but that's a pretty good one too.
Cirque du Soleil shows. Those are a lot of fun as well. Kind of a hidden gem that's been there for a while.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, why are you asking Rome for Vegas stuff, man?
He's from there.
So you're telling me we bumped out with the one I was most excited about, huh? We already heard that one.
That's on me, so sorry for playing a clip on the radio show.
Seriously. I think he had crab in his ears.
Tanny.
I think that was the problem.
My God.
Yeah.
I was dealing with champagne and shrimp and lobster and such.
Yeah.
It was, very busy.
It was a beautiful toast, though.
And are we saying we don't believe that they asked Rome about Vegas? Like, we are the kings of creating content for ourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, oh, God, that just dawned on me. I'm not going to be on the next trip to Circa with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whose fault is that?
Mine.
Yeah.
It's 100% mine.
And it's also yours that we're not going. I know Tanny said that, but this is two times in a row for the midday show. Normally, we alternate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's another one. There's another trip very possibly happening in the fall.
Maybe.
I have no idea what show or time slot or even stage.
Vegas is still there. Who even knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Is Danny taking Vegas with him?
Vegas itself, kind of a hidden gem that's been there for a while.
Dude, they have blackjack. They got blackjack in Vegas.
It's a hidden gem.
People don't know.
Blackjack's a hidden gem at all casinos. It's been there for a while.
Yeah. I mean, the slots.
Those are not hidden.
No. They're
right out in front.
They're right in front. They're in back. Yeah. They're in the airport.
Yeah, the slots are like, you know, like a single entendre. You know what I mean? It's like overt. It's right there.
Yeah, it's
There's
obvious.
No vagaries whatsoever.
Yeah.
In that regard.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh. I'm convinced that was Jalen Johnson laughing in the background when Rome said, who's the most difficult guy to cover?
Yeah.
And the difficult guy covering him.
I should be Jalen Johnson.
I think so.
He's the best corner on the team.
Yeah, he is.
Is the corner. But yeah, I also think that it's possible that Jalen was in the background there hearing Rome Odunze.
That's what I'm saying.
Give that answer. I think it's possible.
This is a good show.
I get the show. Should we take the Shellfish Tower out of here?
No. I don't know, man.
I can get sentimental and make Shane uncomfortable in the next segment. Want me to do that?
I would cancel this show. I would cancel this show. Myself.
You don't want to go out with your best.
You know what I think? I think, much like you said the other day, we've worked together long enough. You know?
Can we finally allude to, like...
That was the best.
Yeah.
That was the best. Because you were saying, Speaks... It was advance of the Canton game, the Hall of Fame game. You're like, Speaks, you wanted to say, Speaks, you've worked with me long enough to know certain things. But instead you said, Speaks, you've worked with me long enough. And I went, yep. Yeah. I sure have.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
That's a big part of the production for tomorrow's Shiva.
Oh, it's a Shiva. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're doing Shiva's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Well, it can be. I don't know if it will be tomorrow.
Well, if this is any indication, it's going to be classy and well handled.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nothing from this show is going to be replayed tomorrow for best of.
Well, there's too much shellfish for Shiva.
Oh, that's the problem.
Too much shellfish for all these Jews.
That would not work at the Shiva. It's a good thing we did shellfish. Bring the bacon in here as well.
Yeah, hell yeah.
As long as we're doing it.
Do we have any food coming tomorrow? Do I have to handle anything on that end?
Well, we're all going out to lunch tomorrow.
Right, but like on the dinner end.
There's going to
be like 5 or 6 hours in between.
Well, the show's only until 5, so we can figure something out.
Okay.
No, I'm just done with you guys right at 5. I'm just out the door.
I think we're doing we'll do a toast afterwards again.
Oh. Okay.
You know? I don't know. Something like that. But we can bring some food in for dinner, dessert maybe. later in the show.
Who are we kidding? There's going to be a lot of shellfish left over. You know? We'll just leave it out here for another 24, 36 hours.
Yeah, but Molly's not here tomorrow. We can leave food in there.
It only gets better.
Oh. That'd be a hell of a way for us to go out if he was here. Just leave him 16-hour shellfish. All right, what are we going to do? I'll make Shane uncomfortable. We got a Bears report at 4 o'clock. Dave wants that in an hour. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the score.
We're having a little fun.
Cut out the honey buns, Emma. It's that type of sentimentality that you're all going to miss. Tomorrow, the last Parkinson Spiegel Show. Just do me a favor, please. Tell a friend. It can be a little self-indulgent, but greats, all-time greats in the history of this station and this city have not gotten goodbyes in radio. It's a rare, rare thing. So was not going to pass up the opportunity when it was afforded. So really looking forward to that tomorrow.
And still plenty of time for you to say something derogatory, though, and not get the goodbye tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to try to not. I'm not going to take you up on that.
Got an hour 12. Yeah, Danny could come up with all kinds of stuff.
And then Twitter later.
Anybody you've wanted to MF that you haven't done so yet?
No, I'm going to try to not. Listen, there. Part of me is like, oh, do a goodbye show, napalm some bridges. But I want to walk back across these bridges. You're still going to hear me on the station.
I don't recommend that.
I'll be involved. And again, man, this might not be my last radiothon.
Yeah, of course.
Radiothon continuing is a huge, huge thing to me. So, like, no bridges will be burned.
Next,
I don't think.
Next hour, by the way, as you heard there, Chris Emma at the top of the hour with a Bears report. Dave Wanstead at 4:40. At 4:20, I got some Cubs stuff. I got some Cubs intel that I want to share with you and the class, and I think it will be. I think it's worthwhile and interesting. Don't you?
I do. You just told me what it was, so yep. I'm looking forward to spending some time. And that's genuine, good sports talk and good information that we'll get to. But
yep, we do that sometimes.
We occasionally fall into some stuff like that. Wanted to read a series of texts and then just share one thing about my day-to-day. Texter says, hey, Parkins, I haven't listened to the show yet, but I got the notification on my phone that you're leaving the score. I think everyone could see it coming with the TV work you've been doing, and it becoming a reality is wild to me and hard for me to wrap my head around. I honestly fell in love with your show with Mac. I was 22 and never gave a bleep about sports radio, but the rawness and off-the-cuff fodder you guys had immediately drew me in, and you guys not taking yourselves too serious while hosting a sports show, the real moments where Mac talked about his mother and you talking about your dad and everything you went through delivering Owen was some real bleep you don't get anywhere else from one degenerate to another. It's awesome to see. Another texter, hey Danny, thank you for everything. I would never have been able to make it through the pandemic without you and this show that you've built. Best of luck on the next thing, Clark in Chicago. And then the last one, Danny is leaving. My intense disdain for him was just starting to wane. Oh, no, sorry. That last one wasn't supposed to be included. You know what today is?
Today is Tuesday, the 13th of August.
Would have been my dad's 80th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. Would have been Big Game Tom's 80th birthday today. So there is some like real, he was very proud of me. He had dementia at the end, but he's for a while, but he still would like a delivery guy would come to the house and he'd be like, my son's on the radio. Like it was like a thing, you know? It's his birthday, and so there's some symmetry there, and he would be very so proud of me about this next opportunity and this leap and, being on the air here when Owen was in the hospital for 4 weeks when he was born, and then with my dad's dementia deterioration, and then obviously Brad's diagnosis, and then the hard pregnancies that Steph had, and then Eli. It's been, like, real circle of life stuff, man. And so, like, not... This is like a huge win for me professionally. It's difficult personally because I'm leaving my home and I'm leaving the city that I love and I'm leaving my lifelong friends and my mom and my sister and all of that. But like not being able to share it with those two people, like my dad and my brother, has really been hard. And especially Brad, because like it's just had been a while since I'd been able to have like deep conversations with my dad. But like, it's kind of crazy that this got announced on my dad's birthday. And so, like, there's just, like, a lot of, like, beginning and ends that are happening in my life right now. Like, today was the ribbon cutting of the Austin Harvest Store, and then the radiothon starts up again on Thursday. They put my name on a plaque on the wall in Austin. Like, that's just crazy to me. And it was so awesome to see, you know, Rodney and Andrea and Keith and the whole new class.
That's really cool.
It was amazing. And so, like, but, you know, full circle things. My dad's birthday, you and Shellfish. Like, it's just, it's, these are like circle of life moments. And so sharing
me
that
with me and Comped Shellfish.
You and Comped Shellfish.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a, it's a full circle thing. And, I, you know, I'll save the tears for tomorrow, but wanted to say that it was my dad's 80th birthday, and I know that he would have been really proud of me and thinking about him a lot today as this whole thing happens, man.
That's really cool.
Too many things have happened to me in too short a period of time, like good and bad. You know, you're supposed to have birth and death and all that stuff, like, spaced out. So it's just been, I don't know. I was talking to my mom about it, and she was like, what can I do for Spiegs and Shane and Tanny? And I was like, well, what are you talking about? Like, that's my job. Like, what are you talking about? Hmm. And she's like, no, I'm the mob mom or whatever. She's, I was like, no, you are. But, like, what?
Oh,
are you?
That's sweet.
I mean, but she's like, I'm like, well, why would that be your responsibility? And she's like, well, they were there for you when everything happened. And I was like, yeah, no, that is true. But again, that's my responsibility, not hers. But, like, I really look at you guys that way. So, you know, I don't know.
But I'm
rambling.
No,
but
it's okay.
Today's his birthday, and I'm feeling sentimental and nostalgic. And
no, there's a ton of texts that we're all reading and feeling, and it's lovely that the listeners and the mob are sharing the stuff. And I'm glad that it's happening. One of them was talking about our friendship, Danny, about you and I, and like having listened to every iteration of it, like the process that we've gone through, and we can speak to that. You know, it's like you do these partnerships and stuff's going to come up, and the number of times we'd have to go off to the side like and have a real conversation. All right, nobody's in this room. Come on over here. Let's go talk. And then it always got better. Always got better. So, like, work on your relationships. To that texter and anybody who's heard that kind of thing in terms of evolving chemistry, that's all real stuff, you know? We've all worked, all four of us have worked on the relationships that it takes to do these shows. And it's gotten to a really good place, which is why we're so pissed at you for leaving, you know?
Yeah, no, you're celebrating.
Bastard!
You're celebrating with Shellfish.
Yeah, we're celebrating because we have to.
It should be celebrated,
because,
man.
Because you're doing something you want, and because we'll all be okay.
You're going to be great.
Everybody will be fine.
You're going to be great.
But it has been a delight.
Chris Emma with a full Bears report ahead of night two of Hard Knocks. Dave wants that. I don't think he's going to be able to make the last show tomorrow, so he wanted to come on today. We'll end the show with that. Speaks his Cubs information in between. Jam-packed final hour. We're going to try to make Tanny feel like this next hour is worthy of a penultimate episode of Parker and Spiegel on the Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.